This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
You can feel that we're heading in to summer, and with that comes more visits to the beach, heading to the local pool, making the most of that membership. Do you have the kids enrolled in swimming lessons, though? Are you confident they know how to swim safely? This week is National Swim Safer Week, and the CEO of Swim Australia, Brendan Ward, joins us. Hello, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Now, on a day where it's about to be, 35 degrees or something, I think there's no better time to be talking about the importance of swimming and doing it safely. You guys just did this Swim Safer report. What were some of the key findings there?
Yes, Swim Australia research has unfortunately revealed that Australians are not prioritising learning to swim. We've found 55% of children are not getting lessons, and 48% of families are saying that they have no intention of putting their kids in lessons over the next 12 months. And that's really concerning for us. As you said, we're coming into summer, warmer weather, and of course, we love going to the beaches, rivers, lakes, you know, and so on, and recreating. So, you know, we're really keen to put the spotlight on swimming and water safety this Swim Safer Week.
It's a little bit surprising that people aren't intending to do swimming lessons, given Australia's got the reputation of, you know, being the sunny country where everybody's down at the beach and all of those sorts of things. You'd think that learning to swim would be just part and parcel of what we do here. Was there any indication why parents weren't planning on getting swimming lessons for their kids?
Yeah, look, I think part of it has been due to the pandemic. Obviously, the lockdown has interrupted the practice of learning to swim. People sort of getting out of the habit of going to the pool. And we also found that there were some financial implications and people not being able to afford to do the lessons. And so it's really interesting. Our swim schools, we've got about 500 swim schools across the country, have reported that post-COVID, there's a minimum 40% downturn in the number of people coming to their lessons. And I guess we're worried we might see a generation of kids that can't swim as they get older. And we consider this a core life skill that people learn, and particularly during their formative school years.
Well, being able to sort of survive in the ocean, or even if you're just going to a local pool, it seems like a really obvious thing to think, okay, what do I need to learn to just make sure I don't drown? Like, that's the end goal. What are the basic skills kids should be learning in the pool just from a survival point of view? Like, not even perfecting the perfect freestyle. What sort of things do kids need to know if they're going to be entering any kind of waterway?
Yeah, look, I think it depends on the age and stage of the child. But, you know, from young kids, it's everything from entering and exiting the water through to floating, confident to put your head underwater, not panicking if you fall into the water accidentally. It's the ability to propel yourself in the water so that, you know, if you did fall in, you could get back to the side and then safely climb out. So I guess those are the key things. And, you know, obviously the more proficient someone becomes, then we would start working on things like technique. But, you know, basically it's being able to keep your head above water and doing that float.
What should parents be looking for in the swim schools that they go to? Because I'm guessing you don't just want, you know, any sort of backyard outfit to teach your kids to swim. Are there certain indicators that say this is a good school or one that you should avoid?
Yes, look, I think if they're aligned to an industry organisation like Swim Australia, and if their teachers have got qualifications, and you know, we have Swim Australia qualifications, and there are others out there that are recognised as well. So I think those are the two key things to look for. You know, we want to make sure that there are professional swim school and that they've got qualified teachers that are teaching the kids how to swim.
Now, Brendan, the most important question, do you have a favourite beach or a recommendation of a place where parents should take their family over the summer holidays?
That's a vexed question, because there are so many gorgeous beaches and rivers right around Australia, and in particularly down where you are in the Sydney area. Personally, I love going to Bronte. It's not quite as busy as Bondi, but there's so many gorgeous beaches, Cronulla, North Shore, Manly. I don't think you can go wrong.
Just pick somewhere with sunshine and some really nice waves and then you're set.
And hopefully some red and yellow flags.
Yes.
To swim between the flags at the beach.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for your time today, Brendan. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Laura.
Brendan Ward, the CEO of Swim Australia, joining us for Swim Safer Week. You can find out more about where your local swim schools are and also how to swim it forward, giving access to swimming lessons to families that can't afford it at the moment on their website, swimaustralia.org.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.